Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the show, Master Manifester Justin Perry. A few years ago, I was delighted to receive an email from Justin Perry, who is he's a master manifester and teacher with about 2 million YouTube subscribers on the aptly named YouTube channel called You Are Creators. Just go and type that into YouTube. You Are Creators. And that should bring it up for you. Or you can also add his name to the search, Justin Perry, last name P-E-R-R-Y. But we started talking on the phone and became fast friends. He even flew out here to Las Vegas, and we spent a couple of days chasing UFOs and getting into mischief. he's just a great, authentic person. And Justin's brand, You Are Creators, is one of the largest law of attraction brands in existence. His unique approach to traditional teachings and motivational content it's just built him a true global following. And even beyond his success on YouTube, Justin has established himself as an accomplished author. He's penned over 10 books. Recently, he co-authored a best-selling children's book called Law of Attraction Bedtime Nursery Rhymes for Kids, which showcases his ability to inspire young people. How cool is that? And currently, Justin is embarking on a new venture with his wife, Erica, as they co-create content on the popular YouTube channel called Reviews with Justin and Erica. Additionally, they are preparing to launch their podcast called The Perry Perspective. It's supposed to launch about August 28th, 2023. And that podcast promises to offer fresh insights and perspectives on various topics, and I can only imagine where that will go. Well, anyway, Justin Perry, he just keeps expanding his brands. He always remains dedicated to empowering others, spreading positivity, helping people unlock their true potential, and you're about to see why when you hear him. So I called him up the other day, and we had a great conversation. Here it is. Justin Perry, welcome to the show.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate you, Josh, always.
I've been looking forward to this for a long time. And, you know, for people who are brand new to you and your work, let's just start with the basics. Please tell us where you're from, where you are, and your description of what you do.
I am from the south side of Chicago. I am currently living in Fort Worth, Texas. And I am a mind coach. And I teach you how to think and what to think to get what you want out of life.
So what was that journey like for you personally? How did you become a mind coach?
Well, very interesting. I was working at a fast food restaurant. I was married with two kids at the time. And I was trying to figure out, what are the laws? What are the rules of success? How do I become successful? And one day after work, I had a conversation with a friend of mine. And he recommended a documentary on the mind. And after I watched it, my entire life changed. I realized that your thoughts, your feelings, your words, sooner or later, if you say them often, if you think it often, sooner or later, they become physical. See, most people don't know that things just don't happen to you. There are laws and rules in place, universal laws. And when I learned these laws, Josh, my life changed. I'm talking about 180, a total 180. And I vowed to teach as many people as possible these magnificent universal laws. And that's how I got started.
How many of these laws are there?
There are quite a few. There are quite a few. More than 20. Mm-hmm. But the law that I love, that I resonate with, is the law of reaping and sowing. The law of what you put out comes back to you. See, that changed my life. Because before, I was putting out thoughts of lack, thoughts of debt, thoughts that maybe there won't be enough. Once I changed my thoughts, Josh, I'm telling you, my whole life transformed. What you put out, what you talk about often, what you think about often, what you visualize often, if you hold on to that, by law, it has to come into being. So learning this, after 3-4 years, I went from making, $28,000 a month. I'm sorry, $28,000 a year to about, you know, $30,000-$35,000 a month by choosing it, by seeing myself already in that position. Now, things didn't happen overnight. Energy moves very slowly here. That's what I realized. Energy moves very slowly in the third dimension. But if you hold on to it by universal law, what you put out, it has to come back. Some people call it the law of attraction. Whatever you want to call it. But it actually does work. It will change and transform your life. You know? And I know you can tell that I'm super excited about it because I love this information. I don't like it, Josh. I love it. I know it works. I don't think it works. I know it works. So for anyone listening, if you have dreams of being more than you are right now, start picturing yourself in that position. Write down what you want. Write it down in the present tense, I am or I have. And I promise you, I don't care what the goal is. If you hold on to it, it has to manifest because it's a universal law.
So now if someone is brand new to manifesting things, what is an easy exercise that person should do in order to see it work?
Simple. Choose one object. Choose any object, any color. And I want you to take about 3 minutes out your day, sit down, and picture this object in your mind. Hold it, touch it, feel it. Do it for 7 days, okay? I guarantee you, I don't know when, I don't know how, but you will run into this object that you have chosen, and it will be the color that you chose. It will have the designs that you chose. You know, it's almost as if our thoughts imprint themselves on this holographic reality. Like reality seems to be fluid, always changing, always moving, and our mind seems to be the culprit. So that's just one exercise. Choose whatever you want. Choose one out. So for me, Josh, what I did, I chose a blue apple. This is a true story. Honest to God, true story. True story. So every day, I would just see and feel and hold this blue apple. In my imagination, blue apple. Now, of course, blue apples don't exist, right? Of course they don't. But that's what I chose. Just to prove to myself that these laws actually work. So, I kid you not. After 2 months, I forgot about it. I totally forgot about it. And my wife and I, we went to a convenience store. And when I looked over to my right, it was a shelf full of blue apples. And the apples were called blue apple, B-L-U apple. And I'm guessing you put it in the refrigerator to keep it fresh. I don't know. All I know is I saw my blue apples, and that was all I needed to believe. Okay, somehow my mind is producing this physical world around me. Somehow it is affecting it somehow, and I've been hooked ever since.
Time for a break. I am Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Joshua P. Warren and Strange Things coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Take us with you anywhere. This is the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And now back to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network and Strange Things.
Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agitato Zume. And do you know how many people around the world win cool stuff, things you cannot imagine, by participating in some of my free ESP experiments? And you can participate if you go to joshuapwarren.com and subscribe to my free e-newsletter. The coolest thing is you don't even have to be lucky, because every single person who subscribes immediately gets some free goodies from me. You will receive an automated email that right off the bat will give you links to all kinds of amazing free gifts online that you can access to start becoming a better manifester, to start attracting more money, to start seeing into the what I consider spiritual realm, all that stuff. Just go to my website right there on the homepage. You'll see it says click here for Joshua's free newsletter. It's free and spam free. There's no catch. You just click it, and every single newsletter is written by me with my own fingers, typos and all. So subscribe right now at joshuapwarren.com. Now let's get back to the good stuff here. My conversation with Master Manifester Justin Perry. It's almost like, an exaggeration of the mind-body relationship, right? I mean, like, for example, some people think the mind is some invisible thing like a ghost, but thoughts have to be physical in order to move our bodies. So thoughts are Absolutely. Physical things, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, it's
actually kind of mind-blowing when you realize that your health thoughts show up in the world around you, negative or positive. And my problem was I was putting out too much negative. And I was blaming God, thinking, you know, God's bringing me all this bad stuff. No. It's your thinking. It's your belief system. It's how you feel that's creating and attracting your reality. So, yes.
You know, Justin, obviously you get bombarded with questions. I mean, you have millions of people around the world who follow your work. What are some of the most common questions that you get asked, and what are those answers?
Oh, man. Some of those common questions. You know, most questions are, how do I get started? Mm-hmm. What's the first step? And the first step is knowing exactly what you want. The universe can't bring you what you want if you don't specify clearly, okay, this is what I desire. Let's say you desire a certain car. What's the make? What's the model? What's the color? Write it down. Write it down in crystal clear present moment, you know, statement. I am this. I have this. The subconscious mind does not understand time. So everything is now. Everything is right now. Now is the present moment. So you state your affirmations. You state what you want in the present moment. I am this. I have this already. And then from there, set aside some time to visualize it, to see it clearly in your mind. Touch it, feel it, smell it, taste it. You might feel silly at first, but after a while, it becomes second nature and it feels like home. So, yes, that's my advice. Find out what you want, write it down, and make it clear.
Now, here's one thing that a lot of people who are professing manifestation techniques say, that you have to be careful, because sometimes if you're too specific, you might close off some options for yourself. So, like, for example, if you give, you know, the year, the make, the model, the more specific you are, the more of a challenge it's going to be. So, I mean, do you agree with that? And how do you find that fine line?
Well, I don't decide when it manifests. I don't decide how things manifest. I just choose what I want and I allow the universe to bring me what's mine by divine right. See, you're right in a sense. Sometimes you can be too specific, but you must find the essence of what it is you want.
You know, I recently created a new lab here in Las Vegas called the Sigil Lab, in which we create personalized, customized sigils. And these are just basically magical symbols. And I do this for people all over the world. Anybody who's listening and who's interested can go to thesigillab.com. Sigil is spelled S-I-G-I-L, thesigillab.com. And I'm just curious, Justin, have you ever experimented with symbols like sigils to sort of help get the creative juices flowing?
I have not, but I have friends that definitely know everything about sigils, but personally, I haven't, no.
I there's no telling what you could do with that kind of, it's really an art form, but it, you know, it has, there's a science to it as well. And so I know that you are always trying to help people find tools to ease them into this manifestation process. For example, I know that you use one of my and Dr. Mulder's wishing machines and a miraculous prayer board. Tell everybody a little bit about some of those experiences that you've had using those tools.
Well, thing is, I had a family member that was suffering with a disease, and I put in the machine that I would like them healed. 2 days later, the doctor said they could not find any lumps anymore. They couldn't find anything, and I was blown away. You know, I've studied radionics, and it is very interesting to know that consciousness goes way beyond just our thoughts. Like, everything has a consciousness. And there is something, there is definitely something with these wishing machines. You know, I can't put my finger on it quite yet, but there's definitely something with it.
You just have a really open, curious mind, and because you're interested in all kinds of metaphysical and paranormal topics. What are your views on these other subjects, and what are your, some of your other interests?
So, one of my main interests is other intelligent life. Mm-hmm. When I was about 8 years old, I had a frightening experience of something coming through my wall. It was a glowing red, like, disc, the size of a Frisbee, but a little bigger, that came through my wall. It phased through the wall, and I was terrified. And when I came to, I was standing up facing the wall. And I said to myself, that's weird. That was strange. And I kind of just slept it off, but it never left me. And since then, I had this, I don't know, bug of just, I want to know everything about UFOs. Other life forms. I've studied this tremendously. This actually led me to create my other YouTube channel, Strange But True Stories, because I have such an interest in the unknown. And I'm actually excited to hear the government finally release some information that we are not alone. And yes, finally.
Well, you know, my friend Jason Sirachi, he hosts Las Vegas UFO hunts, and people who want to go see some of the footage and stuff, just go to VegasUFOs.com. And Justin, you and I, we went out into the desert with yes. Jason one night last year with all the yes. night vision gear, et cetera. Tell everybody what you experienced that night with us out there in the field.
We seen all type of objects flying about, glowing objects, switching directions, zigzagging. I mean, it was tremendous, but, you know, it was slightly unnerving because they are all around us. They are like, yes, I mean, it was mind-blowing.
When we come back from this break, we'll talk a little about what we experienced at the Vegas Time Warp. And then also, what are the top places, some of the top places in the entire world that Justin Perry would like to investigate? See if you can just guess one or two of them. I bet you cannot. They're good ones. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Dr. Sky, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back with Strange Things and Joshua P. Warren.
Hey, Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. You can just jump online, just about anywhere, and search for You Are Creators, and it will lead you to Justin Perry, especially if you also put his name in there. Perry spelled P-E-R-R-Y. You Are Creators, Justin Perry. He is all over the place. And let's get back to my recent conversation with him. You know, I think we went to the Time Warp that night. That's one of the places
we did. Went.
And there was some kind of a light that was sort of meandering off in the distance, and then it would just disappear. It's so eerie out here in the desert. Are there any places that you would like to visit on this planet that you haven't been to yet? Mysteries you'd like to explore?
Oh, so many mysteries, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to go to Antarctica. Mm-hmm. I would love to. Okay, so thing is, since I was a little boy, I always wanted to be like Indiana Jones. I always wanted to be an archaeologist. And one of the main places that I would like to go is the Vatican. But the Vatican Library, that is, what, 7 miles long? Mm-hmm. These are the mysteries that I seek, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I know we're not alone, and I know, you know, certain organizations keep the truth from us. But I seek the truth.
You know, I'm looking at your YouTube channel, You Are Creators, and currently you have 1.77 million subscribers. You've put out 1,000 videos. I have a friend who told me that he had about 6 months working with Mr. Rogers. And one time he asked Mr. Rogers, he said, when you're sitting there looking into the camera and you're talking, who are you talking to? And Mr. Rogers said, I'm talking to one child. So when you sit there, Justin, and you know that you're looking into the lens and you're spilling your heart out, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to whoever needs to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand that someone needs this word. Someone needs to understand and know that thoughts create reality. You know, anytime I do my videos, I'm seeking to reach the person that needs me the most. So that's my intention. That's my intention, to serve who? Serve the world. I don't care what color you are. I'm here to serve you. See, we're all connected, but also we have our gifts so we can give them away. We are servers of each other. That's the name of the game here. So that's my main priority. How best can I serve the world today?
So if someone is listening to us right now and that person feels depressed, at his or her wit's end and just can't see a way out of some situation, what advice do you have for that person?
I would advise you to get alone and start choosing the thoughts that you want, not allowing the world to fill you with thoughts or anger or panic. Because the world is trying to make you feel small. The world wants you scared and afraid. My advice to you is to get along and start finding things that you actually are grateful for, like your hands, like your feet, like your bed. When you find things you're grateful for and you name them, you slowly raise your vibration. And based on the law of attraction, if I feel good, if I feel strong, if I feel in love, I must attract similar energy. Because this is a frequency-based universe. So that's what I would tell them. Start low. Start choosing things you love and then slowly climb the ladder. Feel better inch by inch by inch. Stop watching the news also. See, the news isn't meant to inform you. Their goal is to keep you stationary in fear and panic and worry. That's the whole point of it. Stop watching the news because it's poison. Be mindful of what you watch on social media because that also can be poison. Guard your attention, guard your thoughts, guard your words, and watch how your life starts to match the new energy that you're broadcasting. And it's really that simple.
Wow, that is just fantastic advice. And, you know, it's so hard because those things are meant to be addictive, you know, and that's what happens.
Yep. Yes.
People get addicted to bad news. And it's just like any other thing that you're addicted to. You just have to try to find a way to wean yourself off of it. Now, do you think that I think this is a tough one because in one of my books called Use the Force, I said that if somebody consistently makes you feel bad, I don't care if it's a family member or whatever, you need to stay away from that person. How do you feel about avoiding these relationships that make you feel bad?
I live by it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I live by it, brother. Life is too precious and too short for you to allow anyone to perpetually, you know, make you feel bad about yourself. There's people that are like vampires, like energy vampires.
Yeah.
And they want to just get a reaction out of you just to steal your joy, just to steal your happiness. And I'm telling you, if you're around any vampires, your energy will run low in no time. So, yes, separate. I don't care who it is. It could be a brother or sister. If you are going out of your way to make me feel bad about myself, why would I have you around me?
Yeah.
Why? No. Because if you allow them to affect your energy field, you actually allow them to affect your reality. If your energy is down now and low because of what someone did, you begin to attract low vibrational energy. And it's really that simple. It's cut and dry. So yes, separate. Separate 120%.
Do you currently have any upcoming projects that you'd like to tell us about?
My wife and I, we wrote the very first Law of Attraction children's book. It's called Law of Attraction Bedtime Nursery Rhymes for Kids. You can find it on Amazon. And my wife and I, we also started a review channel where we give entrepreneurs a stage to broadcast their product. And that is Reviews with Justin and Erica. And yeah, I mean, we are just staying busy, my friend, staying busy.
I absolutely love that you wrote this children's book. And honestly, I did not realize it until just yesterday. So I'm buying my copy of it. Give me an example of what is in the children's book.
Basically, it is 31 nursery rhymes that are filled with messages of train your mind, find out what you want, and manifest it. Thinking positive, speaking positive, and by doing so, you affect your reality. See, we believe that children learning this information at a very young age can easily make them master manifestors when they get older. Just imagine, Josh, if you knew that your thoughts create a reality as a little boy.
Yeah.
What would you create?
Right.
Magnificent things, right? Brilliant things.
I hope so, yeah.
So, yeah, that was the whole intention behind the book, is to teach the babies early on and watch them flourish in life.
And how old are your kids?
16, 13, and 11.
You know what? The other day, George Norrie was interviewing a guy who studies palmistry, and he was saying that regardless of, you know, what one believes about palmistry, he says that you can tell when there are certain like world events that we're all going to have in common. And he said something that was really interesting. He said that when he looks at the palms of people who are around 13, 14, 15 years old right now in 2023, he said that that generation is going to be a great generation, that they are going to be very righteous and noble and balanced. And, you know, just like they're going to refresh a lot of the negativity in the world. And do you have a sense about that? Just, you know, it's sort of a side note, but since you have kids that age, how do you feel about that?
That answer and the meaning of life when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Ouija board expert Karen A. Dahlman, and you're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is George Norrie, and you're listening to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now let's get back to Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and here is the conclusion of my conversation with Justin Perry, and I may even have time to squeeze in one or two listener emails. Sometimes I wish this podcast were 4 hours long, but anyway, here we go. Just, you know, it's sort of a side note, but since you have kids that age, how do you feel about that?
I feel like the energy is changing on the planet, and the children are coming in way more advanced, spiritually also. The kids seem to be just a little bit, I don't know, like a step above. And I think that's on purpose, because this earth is evolving. It's changing rapidly. So, yeah, you know what? I can see some changes. I can see changes, and I can see positive things happening with the youth.
So, it's a little unfair possibly to ask you this, but I have to. It's the biggest question in the world. At this point, what would you say is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is for you to bring your heaven on earth. That's what I would say. I've read probably, easily like at least 1,000 near-death experiences from people that, you know, that died and came back. And most of them say the same thing. You are here to create your reality, but to bring your heaven on earth through all the darkness. Despite the darkness, you are meant to rise and transform this world. That's what I believe.
That's beautiful. That's truly beautiful. You should make a t-shirt with that.
I just might, brother. I just might.
So, all right. Well, before we have to go, is there anything else you'd like to add as a final thought for our listeners?
Yes. Guard your attention. Guard what you are paying attention to, because energy flows where attention goes.
Well, Justin, my friend, the clock has got us, but I love your work. I admire your work. It has been a great pleasure getting to know you over the years and to share some time in person out hunting UFOs and discussing some of the deepest thoughts we can reach. So I congratulate you on your success. I'm excited to see what you will manifest next, and I thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
How cool was that? And like I say, if you go pretty much anywhere on the internet, just type in "You Are Creators" and Justin Perry, you can find him and follow his work. And trust me, he is going to just continue doing amazing stuff. So I want to thank him again for coming on the show. That was really a treat for all of us. And now, I think I have time to, like I say, read at least one listener email. You know, I love getting really positive, inspirational emails from people who listen to this show. And I also talk about
the truth behind karma, that you must give in order to receive, even if you just do it anonymously. Sometimes you can just leave, you know, some cash, a five or a 10 or 20 or maybe even $100 bill. Just leave it somewhere random, knowing that at some point someone will find it. Whether you do it anonymously or if you just give it to someone face to face, I mean, it's going to come back to you, and it usually comes back numerous times over. And here is a message from a listener named Parker in Indiana. The subject is retroactive karma works. With 3 exclamation points. Dear Mr. Warren, I've been paying close attention to what you've been talking about in your podcast involving the social experiment of leaving $5 in public or doing a kind deed for others. Yesterday, I stopped on the roadside to give a little old man a ride. It was one of the hottest days we've ever had here in southern Indiana, and I could not just let him plod along without offering some help. He was very grateful and kept thanking me over and over again. I took him close to his destination, and I gave him a $5 bill as he was getting out so he could get something to drink at the little gas station. He thanked me again and told me it made his day. But the truth was that it made my day. I went about my daily tasks and somewhat forgot about it. We recently moved to a new apartment, and for some odd reason, it had not entered my mind until this afternoon to check the little lockbox for mail, since I hadn't been expecting anything. And I walked down and unlocked my mailbox, and after looking through the stack, I came across an envelope from a friend, and inside was a check for $50 as a housewarming gift. It's such a blessing to help others and realize the good always returns to the person who does the right thing. Only after I had given away the small amount of $5 to someone in need did I discover it. It's very true that kindness and giving is retroactive karma. I absolutely enjoy your informative and interesting podcast, and I listen to you nearly every day. Whenever I'm feeling depressed or somewhat negative, your positivity and creativeness always seems to put me in a better mood, not to mention all the valuable knowledge and ideas coming from your show. Thank you for all that you've done for your listeners. You are helping people more than you know. Thanks for everything, and best of wishes and good fortune to the Wizard of Weird. Happy trails, Parker. Isn't that just a wonderful, wonderful message? You know what? That right there is why I do this podcast. I do it because I get curious about weird things and fascinating topics, and I want to share those with you. But when you get messages like that, it shows you that, you know, you're really doing whatever you can to make a difference. Okay, I'm going to try to squeeze in one more. And this comes to me from a man named Donald. And he took the Haunted Boulder City tour. It's the Haunted Boulder City Ghost and UFO tour that I own here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Actually, it's just right outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. And the host is Mr. Nick Weird. And Donald wrote, "Wow, where do I begin? I guess at the beginning. I was in Vegas for a conference for work and thought while I was out there, it was my chance to go to Boulder City. I took an Uber from Vegas to Boulder City and had a delicious meal at Fox Barbecue. And then I walked over to Beer Zombies. What a cool place. I thought to myself, will I know who the guide Nick is just by seeing him? Well, when I saw a man with a top hat and a cane, I knew for sure it was Nick, LOL. And it was Nick, myself, a couple people on the tour. Nick did an incredible job explaining all the history and stories of the area. And then we did stop at Cleveland's and get a ghost drink. Wow, it tasted like I was drinking cake. It was good. What I think was the best part was at the end, we all just sat down together after the tour and had a drink or two and shared wonderful discussions. We had deep, intellectual, philosophical, and paranormal discussions. Boulder City was the highlight of my trip to Vegas. Thank you again for creating that tour. And he also went on to talk about some of his luck he had at the at the roulette wheel, and then he attached a photograph of himself with his friends and Nick, and talk about some beaming, smiling, radiant faces. Thank you so much for that feedback, Donald. And if you are going to be anywhere near Las Vegas this season, go to hauntedbouldercity.com. I created it. I wrote it. It's my my vision for what a good tour should be. And Mr. Nick Weird and Mr. Alan Goya are the guys who pull it off. So Haunted Boulder City Ghost and UFO Tour, hauntedbouldercity.com. And by the way, we always sell out in the fall because of Halloween. So don't wait. Get your tickets now. All right, my friends. Looks like the clock has got us once again. And so now it is finally time for us to relax. If you can, take a deep breath and close your eyes. If not, that's okay. But we are all going to meditate for 20 seconds and listen to the good fortune tone. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show, and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.